competition for the sale there. I'm going to start off, actually, I'm going to start off as long as my glasses will allow, my lack of glasses will allow, by just reading from a bit from Hebrews 13, verses 6 to 8. Remember, no, it's all right, I can read it, I was concentrating. Okay, now it's Brahm, I will wear them, I won't be vain. Okay. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just want to pray before we get into what I've prepared for you. Lord, I do thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as Laura's already prayed, I just thank you that you have brought this ministry of CAP into this church. I pray that I'm speaking now to friends, that I know that I can speak with confidence to a group of people who have really bought into the idea of doing your work in this way. So Lord, I just thank you for that great privilege. And I just pray now that you will use me, that the words I speak will speak differently into people's hearts and minds, and that we will celebrate at the end of this evening a renewed enthusiasm for your work. Amen. Don't need them at this point now. Thank you, Andy. So, yeah. Am I all right here? Am I in front of the screen? All right. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the unchanging one. He's the constant for all of us. And he is faithful. So we don't need to worry whether Jesus loves us. We know that he was loving yesterday, he's loving today, and he will be loving forever. We know that he'll have mercy. It says in the Bible that his mercies will be new every morning and that he will be ever merciful and forgive us. If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever, then what about us? Could we say the same about ourselves? Could we say the same about our church, about the church as a whole? Is the church the same yesterday, today and forever? Well, actually, I'm quite glad that it isn't the same. I'm glad that SVC is the way it is. This is not the kind of church I was brought up in. It's not the kind of church I know a lot of you have been in. The church does change. But I think it's really important that the church doesn't lose sight of its main mission. And that is for us to display radical love and the compassion of Jesus. For us to be Jesus' hands, feet, voice. And that should never change. We need to declare that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, to preach good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to bring freedom to the captives. And those are words taken from Luke 4. And that's what Jesus did. So yes, over time we may change our methods, but the beating heart of the church should and does remain the same. We need to boldly proclaim salvation. But also we need to meet the practical needs of the poor. We need to heal the broken. And that should remain constant and unchanging. But the reality is that thousands of people in our society are living in poverty. And that's quite often as a result of debt, unemployment, addiction and financial illiteracy. So today for them might be considering suicide. 38% of the people that contact CAP for help with their debts say that they have seriously considered suicide as the only way out of the position that they're in. And we know, because we've heard it in this room, that we have people in this very congregation who have attempted suicide or have been very close to attempting suicide because of the debts that they faced. For other people, today's reality is not feeding their children. We have lots of examples where people say that they will feed their children, but not feed themselves. They'll pretend to the kids that they've already eaten, or that they're going to eat after the kids have gone to bed, because they know there's only enough food in the cupboard to feed two or three in the family. Again, we know there are people in this church where that has been the reality. 2/3 of families that come to us say that they've skipped meals in the past. Today for them might be struggling with an addiction. It might be threatening to tear apart their family. It may have already torn apart their family. Or today, It might be the hopelessness about being out of work. So many of the people that come to the CAP job clubs have been out of work for 2.5 years or more. They really are feeling desperate. So today for them is a living nightmare. But Jesus wants to step into those todays. And he wants to do that through you and through me. He wants to use his church and he wants to turn those todays into a yesterday. He wants being stuck in debt to be a yesterday. He wants being out of work for long periods of time to be yesterday. And he wants life-controlling addictions to be yesterday. And he wants people to be able to handle their finances and the other pressures of modern-day life, the peer pressure and that sort of thing. He wants that to be a yesterday. And that's one of the things that Life Skills really does begin to tackle. CAP as a charity exists to facilitate the church delivering some of these things. So it doesn't exist just to do stuff itself. It partners with the local church and it delivers some amazing services to tackle these areas. And it's brilliant for us to be one of those churches that partners in that way with CAP. So as a national charity, CAP's got over 500 church-based services. I think it's 529, it says on the slide. It keeps changing all the time. Every time we get the information through, it's already out of date. Over 500 churches like ours partnering with CAP to deliver services. There's now over 300 debt centres, just like the one that we run from this church. And they're helping the most vulnerable people in the country. There are other providers of debt help out there. Some charge a fee, some do it for free. But I think we're the only one that does it through the church. We're the only one that brings this feeling of community at the same time as the hope for debt. In 2013, God challenged the leadership of CAP to think a little bit wider about how we tackle poverty and to think about some of the reasons that people get into debt. And there are several reasons, but particularly unemployment, addiction, and financial illiteracy are many of the reasons that people get into the situation that they're in. And so CAP launched new services. First they launched job clubs. Then they launched release groups. Forgot what it was called for a minute then. Release groups, which is all about addictions. And then the most recent one they released was Life Skills. And it's brilliant that Ali took up the challenge. I'm not sure if anyone know Ali. Stand up just so people who are here don't know. This is Ali who manages our Life Skills Centre. And while I'm at it, Laura, who did the brilliant prayers and been singing at the back. Everyone knows Laura, don't we, Laura? But yeah, Life Skills is the latest of these services that CAP have started to offer. And we've got that one in this church. So this year, in 2016, CAP expects to help 18,000 people out of poverty through these services. We expect 3,000 people to go debt-free. And just this last month, I personally have had three clients and their families go debt-free just in the last month from this church. I'm sure Laura's had some as well. They also are hoping to have 145 job clubs that will see at least 25% of their members find work. But God's not just here to bring hope on this earth. He so loved the world that he sent his only son that whoever believed in him might have eternal life. And so what we do at CAP isn't just about helping with the issues I've talked about, but it's about introducing people to God, introducing them to Jesus. We're proud in their boundaries, respecting the fact that not everybody who comes to us wants to hear about it. But whenever we get the opportunity, if they ask us any questions, we're always really willing to talk about our faith and how our faith has impacted our lives. So this year, in 2016, CAP expects 1,000 people to accept Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. That's about 20 times the number of people in this room. And that's going to be a reality. So we just want to have a look at a quick DVD with my wonderful assistant at the back has managed to juggle the technical stuff. We're just going to watch a short DVD that tells you about three people's lives and how they're affected.